Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we rise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. This is a Don Black declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla waitress. This is the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. And some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Love.
spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Trip on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordan for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip, K-Dot he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it looks like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it looks like what
Nip say.
Hold up.
Blah, this ain't entertainment. Four niggas on a slave ship, these soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement, I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga, that's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Under a bando and here with your hoe, could get her to go fetch
here, boy.
On the scale, but I call it a ruler, and that's what I'm using, my method of measure. Got it jumping up out of the pot, and my clickety-clucking surrounding my property. I meant to say my client tickety. Numbers official, retickety. Out the mud, ain't nobody did shit for me. Arrogant, often I'm diggity. All of my money, like what then got into me. Breaking down bricks and we blowing good griggity. Say you ain't feeling me, oughta try killing me. Neighborhood love me, it's hard to get rid of me. My baby mothers are sick of me. I put that dick on them, now they ridiculously saying that when I don't come in, I'm with a freak bitch. I've been chasing my paper religiously. Why really in the street, others pretend to be. Let me get off of my grind and it's stealing me. No one up hitting me, coming and getting me out of the mud, nigga. I'm the epitome.
24 hours, nigga, 7 days a week. See, I don't get tired, I let you other niggas sleep. Turn up for that chicken, yeah, I get it out the street. Don't feel like I'm starving, going hard, I gotta eat. I get it out the mud.
I'ma go get it. I ain't dripping on a nigga, I'ma go real up. Somebody take something from me, I'ma go kill it.
Trap booming hard and I'm serving out the window. Burla balled up with a curtain on the window. Face car worth a lot of bands in the hood. Had to lead a dice gang, got a bond out foot. Sunday coming up, full of cars out look. Nothing on the grass, I'm a girl called Nook. Four bell, what the hell, got all y'all shook. Pool hit the line in the draw. Blood went dry, had to take another route.
Come on.
Pulling up, getting it. I done went sickening. Drop no rip and a nigga gon' bout. Another 4K just stuffed in the couch.
Hey, yeah.
Promise I ain't try to swag. I just got a lot of that. Anybody try me, I'ma put them in the body bag. Follow that, copy that. Pounds in the garbage bag. Back in the backyard, leaving at the dropping that. Call him back, drill, no falling back. Quicker than I got it in, I done ran out of that. My demo green people, my lip out of walking shit and harder than a bitch. They gon' probably want all that.
I let you all the niggas sleep. Turn up for that chicken, yeah, I get it out the street. Hustle like I'm starving, going hard, I gotta eat. I get it out the mud.
The moment that is bound to shape the future.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. They telling me to get it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pants in the bag and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slum. Face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and a mama in the cop car brown. And I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge. I'd rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white. Not right. Fuck a newsfeed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparations. Fuck a cowboy. I'm a native robbed of my nation. I'm an African. Black man. Fucked out my language. Got me praying to a white boy God. That's insane. And if you ask me why they steadily harass me, I reply with that these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger. Acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge. I'm a nigga with an attitude. You can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic. Televise the revolution. Let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies. They said to come through. And I run with the niggas. They scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye. Take a tooth for tooth. Do unto others as them others would do unto you. And now they say it make America great. What America hates. Kept America straight. And America safe. Motherfuck that flag. My people are not free. We wanna touch that flag. So quick to try to copyright what came for free. Now they blaming me. And it's plain to see that they mad at that. Like I'm a magic act. Yeah, imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black. Fucking vultures. Super quick to steal one's culture. Trying to make it your own. Caveman, go home. Over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald. Got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting. Patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But now it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken, think your scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy. And they don't know shit about their history. Cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons. And all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our homes. Shut the fuck up, you know what? Uncle Tom, house niggas, slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos. If black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
RBGs. You know what I mean? It's war. You know what I mean? Yo, stick. I mean, you should be real on war. The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs. Takeover, not a makeover. Yeah.
The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. When you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war.
George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. Pope will do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered Amadou Diallo, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it Kits versus Beans or P versus Hov? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DPs, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all goes down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war. Know what I mean? Yeah, rap war, whatever war, you live a fast life, more or less, more so, it's still war. Dead Prez, the People Radio, yeah. Get down, get down, get down, RBGZ, biatch.
You are now listening to WRBG, the People's Radio. It's a takeover, not a makeover.
A takeover, not a makeover. Black power. Black power, black power, black power. You are listening to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. We're coming to you from the belly of the beast here in America, KKK, broadcasting all over the planet Earth. We want to send a special, special shout-out to everyone that's listening on the continent of Africa and all the many countries that are tuned in tonight. We know you're listening to us on the late night. Black power salute to you, to the folks in the UK that's listening, in Canada, South America, Central America, Japan, Australia, all of these places that are popping up on the screen that's showing that you're listening. Black power salute. But of course, to all of the brothers and sisters here in the belly of the beast in America, KKK, that's tuned in right now from the West Coast. You know, it's still early. Y'all catching us doing drive time to the mountain area. You should be settled in already right here in this central region and the eastern region. Black power salute, and thank you for all of your support. Continue to support the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast, the radio, the blog that's for the people, made by the people. This program needs your support, so be sure to go to www.nbpp, that's N as in new, B as in black, P as in panther, P as in party.org. Click the donate button. It'll take you to our new Black Panther Party Black Cross page where you can see the humanitarian work we do, and that'll give you the button to click to send a donation either by PayPal, if you have a PayPal account, or if you just click it and input your debit card information, that will suffice. Or you can do a cash app to $BlackPowerDollar. That's how you can monetarily contribute to support the new Black Panther Party. Be sure to share the link for this show. Even after the shows go off, you can still hear it 24/7, 365 days a week, on demand, on blogtalkradio.com/the new Black Panther Party. Now that we got all of the commercial support info laid out, tonight's topic was brought to us by our National Minister of Culture, and the topic is the power of now. No time to waste. The power of now. I play some real hype music. Everybody should be turned up and ready to tune in. So with that being said, your National Chairwoman is getting ready to pass the mic to our National Minister of Culture. And I know he's got baby girl ready to set us off. So Black Power, Brother Greg, you have the floor.
Black Power, I got a new dog.
You got a new puppy? Black Power, is your puppy a good puppy?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Black Power Queen, say it one more time.
And I got to Kauai.
You been to karate?
I have.
You have?
Black Power.
What? Black Power. Oh, she tough. She's doing her karate. She's doing her studies. She's taking care of her puppy. And she's on time on the radio. She's not going to miss a beat. Black Power, young princess. Black Power.
I'm going to say yes, though.
You want it? Okay. One
Black
more.
Power!
Okay. All right.
I love it. Black Power. Right on.
She is something else. Something else.
One second.
Yeah, going to be another great show. Fantastic introduction. I had definitely some good hype music there. Thank everybody who's out there listening. And, you know, definitely chime in if you want. You can hit that number one, questions, comments, you know, remarks, anything to share. Definitely got something to share to uplift our people, definitely. But we definitely don't have no time to waste whatsoever. No time to waste. And I was just, you know, I'm always brainstorming, you know, different things. And when I read something or come across something, it definitely, you know, motivates me more, you know, to dig into whatever it is that I'm thinking or looking up. And we are definitely and have been in a time where we don't have, you know, time to waste. I was listening to a lot of speeches back in the 90s, and Minister Clemson Brown has definitely been playing and putting up on his YouTube channel a lot of Naeem Akbar, which is always motivating and inspiring. And I think I shared about a week or so ago, you know, speaking to Dr. Akbar and reuniting or reconnecting him and Clemson, you know, Brown, you know, up. Over the years, I believe they just lost touch since Dr. Akbar retired. So I think that's what's really been inspiring and motivating, you know, Clemson to dig into his archive. And as Dr. Akbar said, you know, there's no one that he can think of on the face of the earth that has a large archive body of work than Minister Brown. And I'm talking about just about having Dr. Naeem Akbar's, you know, archive. So I was listening to a lot of the old lectures, as well as Dr. Clark, Dr. Ben, and they really hit a few points, a few things that really resonated that definitely led me to thinking a lot about we have no time, you know, to waste, none whatsoever. Dr. Clark said in one of his lectures that he had alongside with Dr. Ben is that, you know, our enemy has a goal, and that goal is to control the world by any means necessary. By any means necessary. That is their single purpose, is to, and I'm going to change that word control, because the other word I'm going to use is very synonymous, speaking of them, is to oppress the world by any means necessary. And our main goal, our main role needs to be to destroy the role of our oppressor. They are working, clocked in, 365, 24/7, at achieving and implementing that goal. That is their sole purpose, is to keep their feet, their knees, on the back of our necks 24/7, 365. So we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to sit around twirling our thumbs, being easily distracted by so many different things. And I'll touch on a few distractions, but we don't have time, you know, for that. 1968, Lyndon B. Johnson made it perfectly and vividly clear that his goal and his mission was to make us as a people as less threatening as possible. That was his goal. 1968, he really touched on that, making sure that that will be one of his top priorities. And we all know about bringing in J. Edgar Hoover with COINTELPRO. We could touch on that a little bit, you know, as we go on in this show. But I bring up that point just to make it clear that their goal has been and always will be to keep us oppressed. So we don't have time to waste. We've had so many distractions thrown at us. Distractions from without, meaning outside of us as a people, as well as distractions from within us. So we don't have time to waste on distractions. We can go down an entire list, and we personally can, you know, pinpoint people or groups or whatsoever that are distractions, that are in the way of making sure that our goal, that our missions are definitely, I'm sorry about that, have somebody knocking at the door, that their goal, our goal is to make sure that those distractions, those people, those individuals aren't in our way, wasting our time, taking up our time when we need to and we can't have so much of our energy, so much of our time devoted to our focus and our purpose. There's a lot of people that talk about COINTELPRO, quote unquote, how that was used against us. But a lot of them, and I'm talking specifically about, you know, many of our own, they act in the way of a COINTELPRO and end up becoming distractions. So we have no time to sit back and be distracted and wasting our time being distracted, you know, by them and their tactics. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to sit back waiting for others or somebody else to come in and take care of us. I listened to Dr. Clark earlier, and Dr. Clark made many excellent points, but one point that he made was if we spent just a tad bit of time that we normally spend imitating our oppressor, looking for help from our oppressor, and got up and did some specific things for us and for ourselves, we'd be so far advanced, so far ahead of the game. You always make the analogy, if you start your own company, start an underwear company, he used, for example, to be more specific. If you start today, and if it's going to take you 99 years to complete it, or 100 years, well, you start now and you only got 99 years to go. But the whole goal and the whole point is we don't have time to waste. We need to put things into motion, put things into practice. We need to have a good, clear picture of what we need to do. We're here for a specific time. None of us are here forever. I know that goes without saying, but sometimes it needs to be said. We're not here forever, but the time that we are here, we need to make sure that we invest that time wisely and effectively uplifting our people. So knowing that we don't have forever individually, personally here, should motivate us even more to understanding that we don't have time to waste. Some of us need to come up with something specific that we need to do for our people and invest the rest of our lives doing it. Whether it's agriculture, some of us need to make it from here on out, the rest of our lives, that we're going to make sure that the basic needs of our people, food, clothing, and shelter. So we're going to take care of food. Some of us need to step up and just take on the challenge of agriculture, growing our own food, teaching others how to grow our own food. Whatever it is, we don't have time to waste. There's no time to be wasted. We need to step up and defend our work. A lot of what we do, we know it's not just for right now. It's for the next generation to come. We talked about this a week and a half or two weeks ago, about setting goals, setting plans. But if we don't take the first step, we're not going to get any closer to reaching and achieving those goals. The longer it takes to step up, get something going, the more time is wasted. We don't have time. We've seen with this COVID just how relentless they've been. They haven't stopped at all, despite the contradictions that they've brought up, despite all of the lives that has been lost from this quote-unquote jab. No matter how things have been falling, they make sure that they don't stop, they don't slow up, they don't pump the brakes. They have a goal, they have a mission, and nothing's going to stop it. We need to have that same mindset, that same type of motivation to making sure that our people are not oppressed. They're not going to stop oppressing us. We don't have time to sit back and stop. Black power.
Power.
I gotta come back.
Black power.
I gotta come back in one. I gotta come back in 1 second. I got a little one here who's
no problem.
Hyped up
hey,
with energy.
Check it out. We got some major backup. We got our national spokesman on the line, Brother Malik Mamaw. I'm gonna bring him into the discussion right now. I'm getting ready to open up your mic, national spokesman. Tonight, again, we are building on the power of now and no time to waste. Black Power, Brother Malik, you have the floor. Now, spokesman, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Black Power, Black Nation. And most certainly, there is no time to waste. Whatever we can offer, we need to take the opportunity to try to master something, to bring something to the table. As the brother stated, be it agriculture, education, or whatever you can bring to the table, but we need to master some fields of survival. We are on the brinks of no return. As many people may have noticed or looking at the news around the world, you'll see that they had the little sit down, the G20, Biden discussed the global warming, not as if the world and the globe had been hot enough for the past 6,000 years that this devil been causing havoc and hell on the planet. But they was saddened to find out that two of the major players on the world scale didn't even show up. Russia, no show. China, we don't even want to talk to you. Now, we know it's been wars and rumors of wars and cold wars that have been fought for many, many years. Most of the cold wars was at the hand of revolution. Most of the cold wars was at the hand of independence. Most of the cold wars was at the hand of sovereign countries gaining their independence and becoming free, obtaining the dignity and the liberty to lead their own self-determination and to control their own resources. Spoken weeks and days has gone in Kenya during the Mau Mau in the early 50s was one of those said countries that gained their independence from the colonial powers. And everything that was pertaining to the Cold War was based on, as I said, anti-colonialism. The Southern people, the indigenous people, the original people of the planet Earth was fighting to get their own territory back. And as much of today, when we look across the world, most of the world is still colonized by the colonizers to some subject or some protected state, which is no more than another form of colony, because they have to get their arms and supplies from such major countries. They don't have the major manufacturers. They might could make a weapon or a rifle in those countries, but those countries are not capable of making the sophisticated means of war that America, England, France, Russia, and China, and Israel had. But we look out at the ports, and you hear on the news also how they talk about how the United Snakes of America and President lying again about how they're going to improve the traffic flow of commerce and goods. But see, this is the automatic destruction of the devil. This is designed. They designed to help coerce it. It'll be feasible to use the land for that which it produces. But we have set a stage that the people have been against 30 years with the World Trade Organization, to where it comes to the point where everything we made, when you go to the supermarkets, a lot of the supermarkets' foods are not even grown in America. It's Argentina, Chile, and Trinidad, and other places. Even our food and our produce are being shipped to us by means of imports. You go to your major general stores, your dollar stores, your grocery stores, your Wally World, et cetera, you find 90% of everything you pull up off the shelf is made in China. But maybe 85% made in China, 5% might be made in Japan and Taiwan. 85% is certainly made in China. For most of the parts America needs to run and operate, those parts come from China. In some instances, America might supply the goods to send to China in order for China to make the product, because China, America, has forfeited its position in manufacturing. We have outsourced all the jobs, mainly manufacturing. So when you think of manufacturing, you think of production. You think of commodities, right? You think of consuming, and you think of produce, right? You think about supply and demand. Supply and demand, there is a chain that runs across the social structure of the United Snakes of America that has intertwined itself throughout the borders of the world. All this freight that is caught up, you have small pieces that enable large equipment to function properly. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of crates and tankers and liners. We can't even get them half in and worked out. Many people have been looking for shipments. It might take 2, 3, 4 extra weeks before you get your package. Coming up into the holidays, it's going to get even worse. So they've been had trips going on between China and America for the last 2, 3 years or so, or better. Trade wars. How you going to go to war with a person you ain't got some money right? 90% of what you owe them, the trillions of dollars that America owed China, is why China is so inflated in the United States commerce and markets. That's why everything is made in China, due to the fact of America business. Debt, interest debt. We think, well, how are we going to be in debt to another country? And we print money. And the American dollar is world standard, where it's fading. And it's pretty much the lost its gravity. China got so much of it, they can come over here to America and build a China in America. They can build a little piece of China in New York. they got so much of the American dollar, they can come over here and build a little bit of China in Chicago. They can put a little bit of China in Florida, a little bit in Los Angeles. They can put a little Chinatown anywhere they please. They have enough. They got enough diplomatic immunities to come over here and set up and do whatever they like. Matter of fact, they got so much of the American money, they don't even want no more American money. We just want trade. Everything you need, we're going to produce it. You can't go to war with your supplier. So they feed a lot of BS to the American people. But the thing is, the only thing that supports the dollar is the popularity. Of course, the country is falling. The dollar is falling. Food, yeah. Learn to grow and produce food. Because the food they're producing, we've been in a famine. It don't grow as where it used to grow. Look at a lot of lakes. You got water in places it don't supposed to be, and yet you got water receding in places it hadn't been so low and so long. The places that need the water for crops to grow, they're not getting it. They draining the lakes and the bays and nearby waters just to produce food that don't even produce life. They using all that water to produce ethanol, corn that you can't even eat, soybeans. So where do we stand in this particular time where we have nothing else to lose? Where do we stand in this particular time where everything is up for grabs? Remember, World War II was simply about the colonial powers losing their power. It was simply about Queen Elizabeth, who we all love so much and care so much about and love the royals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who kept over 70% of the world in that particular bondage, which led to World War II when they was fighting against imperial powers. It was those people who had the world. It was those people who had the Kenyans and the Mau Maus in concentration camps worse than that which Hitler had in Nazi Germany. It was Queen Elizabeth. Who still sits and rocks the jewels and the diamonds and the gold and the plunder that was ravaged and savaged from the land. And now the roots will come home to crow. The world is waking up to what's going on. But let's not think that those who have monopolized the world to be where it is not aware of the fact that the world is waking up. So what do you expect them to do? Do you think you expect them to sit back and be like the French bougie who parlayed as the people uprise to obtain their independence? You think you don't think they're gonna learn from history? They creating history, they making history, and they telling us his story and tying our story up into a mystery. We argue and come to conclusions to where we from is how bad they screwed us up. Whether we was here or not already. And what part of our family, how many of our family members was already here. And which of our family members did come. Half of the family come from there. The other half of the family was already here. They came from there 10,000 years before then. It was a reunion, okay? The so-called Native American and the so-called Africa that came over through the diaspora, it was a reunion. It was the same people reuniting through different terms once again. We are the original people of the planet Earth. It was we who gave the name to all things. It's not who we were, what we were born and made us who we were. It's not that you were born in Africa that made you African. It's not that you were born in America that made you American. It's not that you were born in China that made you Chinese. Go But when we see Chinese or Chinese or Japanese or people that appear to be from certain demographics, we don't associate them with being anything American. Assume that they're Chinese, Japanese, etc. But yet we're so screwed up, we don't know where we begin or where we end. But I can tell you where we're about to end up. But we don't have no time to screw around. See, they know what's going down. They're not trying to jump and jab this shot in you so ravishly quick for nothing. Everybody's scavenging and scrambling because war is on the horizon. Yeah, it's a shutdown lockdown. It's all that they've been showing you in the movies, preparing you for. It's all that. We are at a very point where shit could go left at any minute. And will we be prepared or will we panic? What will be the first thing we do in order to preserve our lives? See, we have to get on the right track because we'll only be annihilated unless we start to learn how to plan and move effectively. Time to move quick and get past the jabber-jabber. We don't got a lot of time to talk about it. We got to synchronize on it. But we have no time to guess. There's no guess what we need to be did. We got to be sure. We got to be solid. Not now, not this time. We can't take no chances. We can't be lazy and we can't be clumsy. The process of elimination has already took place. It's already in action. The ball is already rolling. Every city, your children are missing and coming up missing more and rapidly than ever before in ways and numbers that we cannot even keep up with. Not the ones just being murdered alone, but the ones that are straight up coming up missing. And we can't hold the P accountable if we're not holding ourselves accountable to the same standards. We got to raise just as much hell when one of our own get down bad with our kids as we do when the devil get down bad with our people. We got to make it be universally understood that certain shit is not going to be tolerated. Because before we can deal with any enemy of ours, we first have to deal with the enemy within. Before I can realize where I want to go in life, I got to first get rid of all the doubt that's going to hold me back. All the negative shit that I've been through in my life that's going to cause me to wonder whether even or not I can succeed or not. I'm going to have to drop all doubt. Because without a benefit of a doubt, now two Tashin to be like Shaka, we will win without doubt. Some are just wood for the fire. That we must understand. But we don't have any time left. We had the Valley of Decision. The Valley of Dry Bones. You know, you got the bones that ride on, some stand up and fall down. And then you got some bones that stand up and become flesh again. And that's what we need. And that's when the revolution will unveil. When those bones, for those bones, that are refleshed with a new cloth and a new garment, with a new armor. Here's the thing about ants in a colony. See, we so deal with individualism. Sometimes institutionalism versus individualism. See, you got to deal like the Maya, the Hall of the Two-Truth Paradox. Some things seem to be contrary or contradictory that may be actually the obverse. So when you deal with institutionalism and individualism, you have pros and cons at both sectors. But it takes a master and a great mind to know how to utilize the principles and obtain the best in both. And institutionalism is the ideal of ants in a colony. Individualism, we look at one ant and I can stomp that ant and I got you. That'll show your ass. That'll show you. It'll show that one. There's no such thing as an ant to a colony. There's no individual ant to a colony. The only individual ant to a colony is the source. And all hail the source. Everyone is connected to that source. Those pheromones, those chemicals, that telekinesis, that mental power, that ABC of light that they march in a chord on, and they is already there. Already there. With the institutionalism. You know how they get sometimes? We have brothers and sisters that get incarcerated, kidnapped off the street, and they come back, and they be one way when they leave, you know, and when they come back, they're another way. And sometimes some of the things that some of us never experienced, we'll say, oh, you're the people in the military. It's the same. They'll come back, you know, and we'll say, man, that brother, that institutionalized. He do things, he's stuck in emotion. It's like whatever she do, however he or she do it, they do it like that religiously. It's a thing because it becomes a part of their everyday being. It becomes woven into their fiber. So they hear certain things, they respond a certain way. You say certain things, they're going to respond a certain way. And the certain things you will and you will not do with and around them without getting checked on it. Idealism of a setting. You take someone that's outside of that individual or that institutional ideal and you put a random ideal into that institutional ideal. And when that random idea does something out of the ordinary or out of the normal, it sets off a chain reaction instantly amongst everyone. And everyone knows that's the guppy in a tank full of sharks. Because you swim like a guppy, if I make sense. So when dealing with revolutionaries, when dealing with the times that we're facing, knowing that there's no time for us to wait, no time for us to waste, how much are we sharpening our swords? When I say sharpening our swords, I mean our mind. Being on point with things we need to be on point with. Being aware of the things we need to be aware of. And making the proper preparation to deal with any adjustments that we may have to. how comfortable are we right now in our present sense? Are we very comfortable? Because if you're very comfortable, you're not living the life of a revolutionary. Hannibal was a great general. Hannibal would not sleep in a tent if his men was not sleeping in a tent. Hannibal would rather lay his head on a rock. Think about what is a good leader. What is a good revolutionary? Because every revolutionary must be a good leader. And when you think of what is a good leader, will a good leader ever get it wrong? Of course. Some good leaders may get it wrong sometimes more than they get it right. The thing that makes a good leader, is their ability to adapt, adjust, and confirm. Not reform, but confirm. Oh, man. A person said this, or they done this. That makes them a bad. No, it don't. And just because a person does something of the moment that leads to a good session doesn't make them a great leader. A great and a good leader is based on conjudge a good leader without a roadmap. Just like you can't judge a good terrain without a roadmap. You got to know the terrain to know whether it's good or not. So in saying this is to understand that we cannot drop our guards nor raise them too high. But keep them right there where they need to be to protect us, but at the same time allow it to give us vision. And then you got the proper state. It's just like training to fight. When they tell you, put your hands up, let me see how you hold your duke. Let me see what you got. Throw your hands up. They tell you that for the first time. Put your hands up. Let me see what you got. And you put your hands up. They say, look, let me show you something. Spread your legs out a little bit. Hold your arms up. Squeeze your elbow in a little bit. There you go. Tuck it in. Tuck over a little bit. Hold your chin. There you, I got it. There you go. Now throw a jam. See? Snap it. Get it back now. Don't telegraph it. Don't let me see it come. Just throw it straight from the shoulder. Don't cock it back. Don't be telegraphing. Just shoot it. Shoot it straight at me. From wherever it's at, launch it. Throw it. Come on with it. Go straight forward with it. Don't cock back at all. Just shoot it straight out there. This is revolution. That's a good leader. The one that has been in the ring and have fought the fight for years, have trained. Everybody's not a fighter. Everybody don't have that heart to be a fighter. Everybody don't have that heart to be the revolutionary, to be the vanguard, to do what needs to be done. So we cannot hold everyone to the same accord. Because everyone ain't built the same. To realize soon enough the difference between good and great leaders and people with just high ambition. People with high ambition will get tired. People with high expectation will give up. Because one thing about people with expectation a lot of expectation isn't based on work. Regulation. A revolutionary must work. We can't speculate. We operate. We the operatives, not the speculators. So we must be training, organizing, and mobilizing. And more than anything, when I'm saying mobilizing right now, the biggest mobilization that we can do other than bringing our bodies is to bring our resources, because now it's time to be putting a plan together for land. Retreat land. We need land for the revolutionary. We need land for training. Basis of operation so that we can ensure the future of our children. Because without fighters, without trained fighters, tested and tried, you don't have time. They're trying to afford. You know what they're doing. They're telling you, look, if you got a job, you take this shot or you out of here. You either gonna do this. This all they finna start offering you is ultimatums. It's not gonna get no better. Oh, Trump gone, it's gonna get better? If Democrats gonna do you worse than the Republicans. It's easy to fight the Republicans. If Democrats gonna draw your own people against you, people gonna be fighting a battle they don't even know they fighting. They just fight because they know it's good to them. Because the individualism and not the collectiveness, not the institutionalism, not the sword. The queen bees the sword. Without the queen bee, we not even a colony. Without our people, we are not a colony. Without fighters, we are not a colony. Without our women, we are not a colony. Without our men, we are not a colony. We're a bunch of ants, individual ants running around. Don't even have a bed. Don't even have a hive. Definitely. There's nothing the colony as a whole cannot overshadow. There is nothing as a whole the colony cannot overshadow. Going into the walls of the game, they saw so many numbers. No, man, and the thing about it is, the individual is, you can shoot one, but you can't shoot them all. To shoot them all is to stop the movement. To shoot one is nothing. You just gave what was already granted. Life and death was bound before we even got here. What wasn't bound is that which we build. Which we have built with our own sweat and blood, we consider sacred. And we should be damned before we let anyone take it from us. So no matter what weapons or what numbers or what systems or what calculation you choose to use to outcount, outgun, or outdo our people, if we know who we are and truly understand and seek to understand, you don't know who you are. Part
part of your people was here. Part of your people comes from elsewhere. It took 1,024 people to create the one you to the 10th generation. From your parents to your parents' parents to your parents' parents' parents. It didn't miss one. But the melon is the key to your existence, to your birthright. That nine ether hair that's growing through the scalp of your head is a testimony to your birthright. You are unique. You know not how far you fell, from which you came not. You know nothing. We know nothing, only that which he has told us, which all has been a lie. Their colleges are designed, like right now, they got their colleges to where you can't even go back to college unless you take his shot. You got to take my shot. So therefore, it lets you know anyone going forward into their future has been approved through their breaking camp. I mean, that makes sense. No colleges. Most of these colleges, you can't go back to the college. If you in college, was already in college, this your last year. You had 6 months to go, and they just pulled this off. That's a wrap. You get the shot or you don't graduate. Matter of fact, don't even come back. So these are what they call tomorrow leaders. And they already, most of them already coerced. They, some of them, they didn't have to hold their hand. So this is already creating another divide and conquer scenario of mindset. Because it take a particular mind to sit up here and tell people, yeah, the shot is good. You got more to win than lose. If you did, then okay, I'm not going to beat you up for doing whatever you done. You did what you done, fine. What makes you such a damn expert to where you think the whole universe divide the side is based on this damn shot now? As an individual, just because you ran your ass up there and you know what I'm saying, like a sheep to get slaughtered. What makes you so certain that the whole damn universe needs this shot in order for it to keep properly functioning? And anyone that decides or questions or doubts, even for a second, is beneath layman thinking. That's a no-brainer. Go get the shot. Exactly. And you're right. It exactly. You hit it on the nail. That's a damn no-brainer. You got to be absolutely shit head empty to just run up there and go get a shot, then tell me I need to go get it just because. But some people, it may help some people. I don't know, it might help some people. I don't see where it's going to help. I don't feel like it's going to help me. I know it ain't going to help me because I ain't going to get it. It's no purpose for me to get it. I ain't getting it. America's full of shit. The CDC's full of shit. The media is full of shit. The Pentagon is full of shit. The judiciary, the executive branch, the legislature, they're all full of shit. The mayors, the governors, the city councils, the school boards, they all full of shit. The police department, the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, the FDA, they all full of shit. Period. Trust what this devil say. They said syphilis was good for you and shot you up with it, but they told you it was a cure for smallpox. Or maybe they didn't even tell you it was syphilis, did they? They just shot you up and told you it was a cure for smallpox. No, not smallpox. They told you it was for polio, and they shot you up with syphilis. even after they did that, they ran it all the way down to Guatemala and did it to them. We know how this country is rocking. And for anyone that's in the blind as to not knowing exactly what to expect from their open enemy, then you're fuel for the fight. I mean, we understand some of them are just fuel for the fight. There's nothing we can do about that. Our job is just to drop the seeds. Now, where the seeds fall, it's not for us to determine. Your job is to throw the seeds. Some of the seeds going to fall on good soil. You'll know the fruit by the tree it bears. Some of it's going to fall in the rocks. And some of it's going to get choked out and rolled into the thorn. It ain't for you to worry about the ones that go in the rock that don't grow. All the stuff that get choked out by the weed and thorn. We're going to focus on that which falls on good soil and sprout and take good root. We're going to focus on the bones that refurbish the flesh, that they got enough muscle to hold itself up, that can form a brain, that can think for itself. These are the last hours. We don't have a lot of them left. We're at the conclusion of what we're willing to do to survive. Maybe your cousin next, murdered by the police, that was the end of his world. Your little brother, your little sister, your cousin. It could be your sister, the next person snatched up. And we never know what happened to her. It could be her paper picture that we're looking at trying to figure out what happened to this dear sister. We got to safeguard what we have. It's not about what we get. It's what we keep. Our number one resource is ourselves, yourself. Protect your mind. And if they try to take your life, don't mind dying. If they try to take your life, do not mind dying. But just don't lay down and die. Live a righteous cause, stand on righteous principles. Therefore, if they try to take your life, know that you're in the right when you make a stand, and don't mind dying. But stand on that which is right. Be correct with what you do and how you move. And most definitely, continue to train, and show yourself approved. And know that the revolution ain't going to just happen. Freedom ain't just going to come, and we ain't just going to survive. The only reason we got to where we got because people was willing to die. Colonial powers lost 50% of their powers from 60, 70 years ago. They had colonized the whole world. And 70 years ago, they lost over 50% of their power. The same time we had what was considered the BLA, the Black Panther Party, and other movements in the United States that was also advocating for independence, freedom, and liberation for black people here in the hills of the United States of America that had been captured and held against our will for over the last 400 plus years and still counting. We was also within that battle range, and we was also there, our people, wasn't anted up enough. Most of our leaders that advocated for such justice was murdered injustly by the crooked government, the same government that most of you people uphold today. That same government flat out, bluntly, even admitted in so many documents and courts today can be proven that this government admitted to those assassinations of many of those leaders in foreign and domestic affairs. Many people that spoke up and stood up on our behalf as Africans or so-called Africans here in America, so-called African-Americans or Africans here in America. Most of them was murdered. And our fight was going on around the same time as the rest of the world was fighting, as many people gained their independence from the 50s, the 60s. We were still scuffling and ours collapsed. Many people want to reform. A lot of our people didn't understand that they were being subjugated to oppression. A lot of our people was in slavery and whooped and beat so long that they didn't understand oppression was oppression was oppression, whether you was getting beat in the back or not. See, our people was getting stoned down so bad, it just felt like when you wasn't kicking me across my damn head, I wasn't oppressed. To getting our head cracked so bad to, well, whenever I ain't running through the woods and you trying to catch me, if I ain't running through the woods, I'm all right. If I ain't on the run, if the dogs ain't behind me, I'm all right. I'm turning over this dirt, picking this cotton, but I'm all right. You know? You give me a little watermelon for the first, some chicken maybe every now and then. I'm all right, if he ain't got the dog behind me or put the whip on my back, I'm all right. He let me go. He let me out, and I'm working for him still. I'm all right. He stole my 40 acres and a mule, but I'm all right. He raped my daughter and killed my son, but I'm still all right because he ain't killing me today. That was last year. He killed him. And I still think about it, and I'm sad about it, but I'm all right. See, that's where we at. We ain't what we was, so I'm all right. But you ain't all right. Because you don't know what all right is. You're not yourself. You got amnesia. You've been hit across the head too much for too long. But like the girlfriend telling their girlfriend, girl, just leave him. You could do better than that. He don't deserve your love. Girl, you get stupid. Then he get to where he need to beat your ass. You must like it. You keep running back. The only time when he hits you or do something, then you want to come tell him. But then when everybody get on their ass, you want to stand up for him. America ain't like that no more. Back then. He done changed. Man, we in an abusive relationship. And we the bitches. And see, that's why we like to treat our women like that. Because that's how we get treated. You know, we little kids, and we get whoopings, how the adults deal with, you know, little bad kids. And when the adults get tired of how they deal with the little kids, they beat them and whoop and talk crazy to them. And so when we get around one of our other little, and we see them, we talk to them and tell them the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be bad. Yeah. Reflection of a reflection. We treat ourselves the way they have treated us. Look, when you look out in society and look at how we treat each other, that's how much we love him. That's how much we just like him. We take after him. Because we treat ourselves the same. We treat ourselves like he wants us to be treated. Treat me like you want to be treated. No, we treat each other like he want to treat us. But where we at? We ain't got a lot of time. They finna shut it down. They going up on prices. Having the stuff stocked, they got to pay double. These businesses, they finna be paying out the ass to get the product in that they need in, because a lot of stuff comes from cross sea, they finna have to expedite it. They got to pay that extra shipping fee. You know, that first class fee, they want to get that 2-3 weeks early deal, but it's still going to be late. But it's going to be earlier than it would have been. But they got to pay that fee to try to get it in as soon as possible because they need what they need because of supply and demand. You go bankrupt. You go straight out of business. If you ain't got the product, but the people ain't going to wait on you, your clientele going to fall. And it's sitting out there in the water. And what they say it was going to be like in Revelation 17, they say the great merchants going to sit out at sea. And they going to still be sitting out there at the ports with all that good shit sitting on it when this mug go up in flames. Because when the police in Chicago and New York get sent home because the blue line ain't going to mean shit no more because half of them going to take the shot and the other half ain't going to take the shot. It only a blue line when it comes to your black ass. But when it comes to them, oh, now, here come the politics. Let's see, the bigger picture's finna play out now. See, I don't really need their goofy asses like that, really. They got enough mechanical and other robotic machinery to take place. They can do enough from a button. They can fix your hamburgers right now. They got waitresses that can bring your food, take your orders in restaurants right now in the country. They can take your order right now and hold small conversations with you right now. Don't even need your waitress. They got machines that can flip your burgers. They got a assembly line just about for everything. How much time do we need to get prepared? I can tell you now, if you don't have the money they got, you're going to have to be a better shot. And most of them can shoot good somewhat, but you're going to have to be a better shot. You're going to have a 2% guarantee. You damn near going to need 2 kills for every bullet. Or you going to need to get like David. You're going to have to get like the Miles. You're going to have to come up with other tactics. Because survival is about to get real. See, freedom, yeah, that's why we talk freedom now. Because we were talking freedom 50 years ago. Because that's what it was about. 50 years ago, we was about freedom. Everybody was about freedom. And half of the world got it. Cuba got it. Venezuela got it. Haiti was the first. Haiti was 100 years ahead of everybody. You hear me? Haiti was 100 years ahead of everybody. They took theirs. But in the 50s, yeah, that was ending 50% of the world colonial powers. A lot of countries. South America, a lot of countries in South America got independence. America, Africa, oh yeah. Lots of countries. Even look old Jamaica. Even look old Jamaica got his independence. Huh? But guess what? The Maroons in the Westwood Mountains of Jamaica on the same island had theirs 100 years before then. Queen Nanny and the Maroons had already secured a partial independence from England already. So partial of the island was already independent by way of the Maroons because they understood the times and what needed to be done. And it was dire times. So with those dire times, it took dire measures. And it was freedom or death. So freedom it was. But there was no other option other than freedom or death. Or both. Because you can find freedom in death. If you can't find it here on earth, if you cannot find it here on this planet, then seek and search for it in death by trying to obtain it by any means necessary. May you have it in death. If you cannot obtain it in this life, may you certainly have it in the next. Black power.
Black power. Black power. National spokesman Malik Mama definitely gave a full overstanding in the time and what must be done. I want to add to this discussion I bought it up a few days ago, but the Biden administration is having talks of giving $450,000 per person to everyone who was in these immigrant concentration camps. All right, and then on top of that, with the other resources that the from the Department of Health and Human Resources and the Department of Justice is gonna, they said it's gonna average to about $1 million per person that was detained in these illegal concentration camps, and it said that the money is given to them due to the trauma that they went through in these last 4 or 5 years. Now, ain't that something? Four or five years. Here we are, 400 to 500 years of going through not only trauma, drama, oppression, kidnapping, raping, molesting, sodomizing, mentally extracted inside and out, you know, and we have the unfortunate circumstance where too many of our people are focusing on the wrong goddamn thing, as Brother Greg stated at the beginning of this discussion. Now, both these brothers laid out some very key thoughts and information, but I want us to marinate on what is going on here. The brothers spoke about the supply chain delay and how prices are doubling. The cost of living is rising. On the East Coast, there's reports of people paying $7 a gallon for gas. I need to get confirmation from that, Brother Greg. We know that they were paying $5 a gallon and more on the West Coast. And we're right here in the middle in the southern states paying $3 a gallon. Is that a fact that people are paying $7 a gallon, Brother Greg?
I'm going to look into that up this way. I know right here in this area, it's about four, on average, it's about $4, you know, a gallon. But I'm definitely going to look into that to see, you know, what's going on there. I wouldn't put it past a few people, a few little towns, or a few little places slipping that in. That happened before, you know, when the Hurricane Sandy hit up here. So I wouldn't put it past it, but I'll definitely look into that, definitely. Black Power.
Yeah, Black Power. My point in bringing this up is the exploitation and the squeezing of the people that's coming down the line. The exploitation of the people and the squeezing that's coming down the line. It is happening, not coming down the line, it's happening right before our eyes, that is. Okay? 2 years ago, before the COVID hit, what might have cost you $10 now costs you $20. What cost you $2 now costs you $5. We are long past the situation where they have would declare a depression, economic collapse. As the brother said, and I've mentioned it several times, they got ships on every shore just waiting out there in the water. Do we really know what time it is and what's really going on? Or what they're projecting and telling us happening really what's happening? Could it be the fact that this country is already under siege? Are these simply commercial airlines or vessels? Or could this be a military seizure? We need to think about these things. And next, what's coming down the pipeline, okay, they've dropped disease, you know what I'm saying, with the COVID. Now they're trying to create famine with the supply chain. The rise of the prices, the limited of resources, the most inevitable thing. Now, let's not forget, all of the troops were so-called about home. What is happening before our eyes that's written on the wall? What are you waiting on the white folks to tell y'all that you should see already? We should see the fact that World War III is right before our eyes. The brother mentioned that they had the conference of all the so-called world leaders and certain countries didn't show up, in particular Russia? What were the other countries that didn't show up? Who were the other countries that didn't show up to this sit-down?
China. Russia,
okay.
China.
Russia and China. So these are the global forces. So basically, it's the West versus the East. I'm saying Gog and Magog, another reference in the scriptures. When you look at Europe, Europe is broke. Europe has been broke. They had to pull all of their resources together several decades ago to come up with the euro. And in order to get the euro, the economies of all those other nations were crippled. And if they were not already crippled, they were forced into being crippled. It was just right before the damn COVID hit, the big thing was the Brexit. Remember that? Did y'all forget about that? Do we have short-term memory? How England was pulling out of the euro. See, these games that are going on are not games at all. These are policies of the global so-called elite to break and exterminate the masses, to control and to keep control, to continue to put the brakes on the masses of the people from allowing people to advance. Now look at this. They're saying under this Biden administration, we have the COVID going on where they're trying to force vaccinations, coerce vaccinations of a virus that was a biological weapon. If folks were to look at it in the scriptures, it would be related to, and let's just say, just keep 100 to a plague. Then you got the famine with the limit of resources, food, supplies. What time are we dealing with? You got homosexuality so rampant. All of the evils that were outlined in the scriptures. And we are in a key position. Whereas we have one thing, I'm talking about Black America, that we have really yet to truly grasp on, and that is the place on the planet with all the wealth and riches, natural resources from agriculture to fine gems, to fine metals, would be our motherland on the continent of Africa. New African people here, even in this land, in America, KKK, we are settled and have the vast majority of the population in the most agricultural and mineral-rich part of this country, in the South. We have people who have been educated, excuse me, sugar, water, educated on every level within the society, engineers, scientists, doctors, mechanics, artists. So we have the capacity, technology, math, law, hell, just fucking good-ass orators, natural talent, the most alluring and most attractive species on the planet Earth is the Black man and Black woman. Keep it real. You can go into a room, it can be 20 crackers in there. Let it be one Black person in there. They're going to stand out. And we've been psychologically pimped in the past to thinking our standout was something negative, when all the while is something glorious. It is great. It is beautiful. No one has our vibe. No one has our energy. No one. No other people. We have the capacity well within our reach to take back over. We've only not been in rulership of the planet over a few centuries. That's like your great, 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 great grandparents. But prior to that, we were the rulers of everything from time and eon before, as far as they could think. This situation that we're going through right now, is inevitable. Just doing plain math that we are going to come back into power. Why do you think these crackers hate us so much? Why do you think they trying every trick in the book to get rid of us? This COVID vaccine is not intended everybody. It is a specific concentration on the black community. Why do you think the Congress people fucking crackers gonna put kente cloth on? Have you ever seen that? Them hoes put kente cloth on. Pelosi, Schumer, and all of them. To come take a vaccine, to get you to come take a vaccine. Have you ever seen the Europeans in government put kente cloth on? It is a mind game. It is a hustle. Then they whipped out all these so-called entertainers. But there's pushback going on. People are pushing back. People are fighting back. We need to be more aggressive in our speaking out and standing up. I'm saying we as a people, the New Black Panther Party, we are constantly bringing you truth and teaching truth to power. And our people are getting it. And there is a line in the sand on those who worship the devil. And I'm saying the devil, I mean the goddamn white man. Those of you who worship the devil, who the white man is the devil. Not a devil, the evil, the wickedest thing on the planet. And if you worship these hoes, that means they're your own. Everything you do and how you move is based on the thoughts and the projections that they have put out. Then you're worshiping these hoes. You see a black woman and a white woman, and if your first mind is think that the white woman is beautiful, you are worshiping the devil. If you see a black man and a white man, and your first thought, you see the black man is fear, and your first thought of the white man is respect, you are devil worshiping. You are worshiping the goddamn cracker. And that mentality has to end. And you passing this mentality on to the children must stop, because we have become the worst perpetrators, because we are displaying such hate against one another based on such foolishness, and it must stop. The colorism, the silly, mentally ill conversation of good hair and bad hair. That is a sign of mental fucking illness, that you think the hair on your head is bad. The hair on the top of your head, if you think your hair is bad, that is a sign of a mental fucking trauma. And these bitches have nerve enough to say they're going to pay $450,000 per person to every immigrant. For the trauma for 400 or 500 years, we have 400 or 500 years of trauma of being in caged, physically, mentally, spiritually, you name it, and we got these sorry ass Negroes that come into the mix. Half-hearted, half-conscious, pseudo-revolutionary, and try to disrupt the work of the revolutionary with your sorry, cracker-loving asses. You're teaching your children to be a part of the cracker system. Hell, some of you putting your children in the seat of the house nigga. You're teaching your kids it's okay to be a faggot. Your children, it's okay to walk around with blonde hair and you black as can be. and you sit around with your half-cocked asses, and you want everybody to, those of us who are 100 going full speed ahead, ain't got no time to waste, who are exercising the power now, you're sitting around hating. Because your funky ass don't want to let the cracker go or the ways of the cracker. So you try to sabotage those of us who are moving forward. That shit getting called out. Ain't no time for that bullshit. We don't have no time to waste on no silly Negroes. We don't have no time to waste on these damn crackers. We need to be focusing on our own self-sufficiency, our own self-development, and we not letting none of these motherfuckers get away with anything. Everything that is owed to us is due, and we demand it. But in the meantime, in between time, before and after and during, we will be self-sufficient. We must be self-sufficient. Those of us who are on the same frequency, we move forward. Those of us who are not on the same frequency, they need to fucking catch up, but we are not going to slow down. They need to toughen up. We are not going to cower. If a motherfucker quit, the show goes on. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. That's just the basic fucking thing of the planet, of the universe. It is a universal law. To say you can't, in your mind, you have defeated yourself. We are the people that they call Africans. We can do whatever we conceive. And our own language came from us. I don't want to hear that this came from a cracker. The cracker got everything that got from us. The whole concept of nobility. The whole concept of language. Even, I'm ashamed to say it, even the whole concept of fucking elitism. Because that's something that we need to stop doing as well. You get your leg up, or you got a little something. So now all of a sudden, you turn your nose up at your brother and sister who's still, you know, trying to get their shit together. We don't have time to waste on no silliness. There's work to be done, and it's currently on our watch. Those of us who are live right now, and especially those of you who are listening to this broadcast, no matter where you are on the planet, unless you're the open enemy who is definitely spying, fuck them. But I'm talking about those of us who are listening to this broadcast, and they're listening in the groves. You're clearly on another frequency. You're clearly on a higher frequency. And we must be affecting and energizing and pulling one another up. If you see your comrade or your associate or your family member in a state of negativity, don't build upon a negativity and build up and water in the wet negativity. No. If you're not going to be part of building them up, and teaming up and coming out of that negative state, then you're going to destroy that individual as you're destroying yourself. But those of you who are strong enough and have the decency enough to see your brother or sister, a comrade, friend, or associate, family member in the need of building up, of encouragement, by all means do so. Because we all need that from time to time. We have a lot of work. And it's nothing that's not unachievable in our reality. It is highly achievable. And in a lot of ways, it will be forced on us. So let's be preemptive. We have the power right here, right now, to create the paradigm shift for black liberation, complete independence, It's going to come with consequences. It's going to come with warfare. It's going to come with battle. If you think you're going to get around that, you're sadly mistaken. We got to get our economics together. We got to get our strategists together. There's no getting around that. We got to deal with the good, the bad, the ugly, and the lovely. And failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. I repeat, failure is not an option. Black Power, Brother Greg, you started us off. You want to take us out? Black Power.
Black Power, I'm still here. We got no time to waste. I mean, it's been hit from every angle tonight. We got no time to waste. I mean, 4 or 5 years, they're going to dish out all of this money to these individuals. And we can't even put a price tag on what's due to us. That's why we got no time to waste. We have no time whatsoever. As I mentioned, 365, 24/7, they have a goal. They have objectives. They got a role to play. And many times that role, if not all the time, that role doesn't include us. We're not included in their plan. We'll have no friends but us. We shouldn't sit around waiting for others to come give us some help, handouts or whatever. We have that's just wasting time. We got to do for ourselves because no one is going to do for us but us. Plain and simple. I mean, you guys hit every nail on the head tonight. I know we got a lot of people out there listening. Take some good notes. Take some really, really good damn notes. Open your eyes. Time is ticking, and we don't have a second to waste. Sister mentioned about those warships sitting on every coast. That's a given. That's a given. They've been doing that since God knows when. One thing we know about America, wherever they go, they don't leave. They do not like to leave. Every nation that stuck out their hand thinking that, hey, they're coming here to help them, they had a whole different agenda. They're not leaving. They get their foot on the ground, plant that flag in the ground, let it be known they're there to stay. Dr. Clark said it. For those who want that reference, it's a great video out. I know Minister Brown recorded it, but you can easily go to YouTube. It's Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark. What are we going to tell our children? Dr. Henry Clark, Dr. Ben Buchanan, what are we going to tell our children? We are not part of their plan, and we have to step up, and we got to do for ourselves. We got to tell our children how great we are. We got to tell our children how great our ancestors are, the motivation that they need. No one else is going to tell them. We can't waste too much time sitting around worried about everybody else's situation, everybody else's circumstances, teaching of everybody else's history. But what are we going to tell our children? We got to tell them just how great we are, how great we were. Lay that foundation for them to follow. In the middle of us going through the transatlantic slave catastrophe, few years after, they were on the other side of our motherland digging up all of our great treasures, all of our great history. They weren't going to tell us. They had no intentions on telling us. They stole it just like they've been stealing it well before then. So what are we going to tell our children? We have no time to waste from no angle, no situation, no circumstances whatsoever. It's us, for us, and by us. Black power.
Caught me off guard, y'all dropping these mics, Black Power. What I'm going to do, we're going to close out with it.
That's all right.
Hey, baby girl, Black Power. Right on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, you said John Henry Clark a couple of times, so I got a clip from John Henry Clark that we're going to play to take us on out. Let's see. We got a few of them. Let me try this one right here. It's a short clip. As a matter of fact, let me play this short clip. But before I go out on this clip, before we take it out on John Henry Clark, we want to remind you to support the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Nightly Broadcast. Support the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Nightly Broadcast. And if you want to join the New Black Panther Party, go to www.nbpp.org. That's N as in new, B as in black, P as in panther, P as in party.org. That's nbpp.org. I'm going to play a quick clip by Dr. John Henry Clark. It's entitled Law and Order. It's only 8 minutes, but this should take us out. Black Power.
And we want to go directly to the work. I have often said history is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. The role of history is to tell a people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. But most important, the role of history, properly learned, tells the people where they still must go and what they still must be. Something has happened to us that we pay little attention to, and we are forever knocking at the door of other people, barring cultures, barring ways of life inferior to the ones we lost. When you see the strongest thing about a people, look on the flip side and you'll see the weakest. The strongest thing about African people in relationship to other people was their ability to be hospitable to strangers. The weakest thing about African people is that they did not understand the intention of those strangers. And those strangers disrupted our society from Western Asia for 3,000 years before the Europeans. We are always adopting people and following after people who don't know where they are going. And we are always equating ourselves with other people, not knowing that it is not a matter of being better or worse, it is a matter of being different. Now, I have searched for the definition of African people in the history of the world most of my life, starting with my search in the Bible and with my great-grandmother, who I love as a deity, even to the point if faith was kind enough ever to show me the true face of God, and it turned out to be Grandmother Mary, all I'm going to do is to shrug my shoulders and say, Grandma, of all the tricks you played on me, this is the greatest. I suspected that you was God all along. What we fail to do is to see greatness and godliness in ourselves, because we have been programmed into someone else's incubator. When you are born into one cultural incubator with a special kind of cultural chemistry that goes with your makeup, your personality, and your surroundings, and when you are taking out of that and placed into another culture incubator, alien to your culture, you take on traits you never had before. Some time ago, some meat-clad women, all perfumed down and jewelry down, middle class and up, whatever that is, asked me to speak on the historical origins of black teenage pregnancy. They expected me to come and hang the black man out to dry, condemn him down through the ages, and I didn't even mention him because there was no black teenage pregnancy in Africa. There was no wife beaters in Africa. There was no men referring to women by the B word in Africa. Then where then did we pick up these traits? If it didn't come out of our original incubator, we picked it up in the second incubator, because the condition in the second incubator influenced our makeup. We became things most unlike ourselves. Now, my mental notes for this lecture is called Law and Order in African Societies Before and After Invasion and Slavery. And I'm pulling on the fact that I have traveled in nearly every country in Africa except South Africa, and I have lived among people, so-called primitives, who were the most civilized people I have ever met, because at first they recognized my humanity. When you live among people you've never seen before, when they make you welcome, fix special foods for you because they think you came from an alien land, they have to fix something American for you. When they fix oatmeal for you, the one of the few foods I didn't eat growing up, and I grew up poor, and you eat every bit of it out of courtesy, you know that here is a people of warmth and kindness. And the interesting thing about this encounter is that I was in the hinterlands between Ghana and Togo, and I was with a man of the Ewe culture group. I don't use the word tribe because everybody in the world came out of a tribe. French is a tribe, English is a tribe. But when you use the word tribe toward us, you use it derogatory, so I just don't use it at all. When you use it for everybody, I use it for us. Now, the interesting thing is that they had put me up in their home, and the wife was kidding the husband because he was a clerk in one of the local Barclay banks. And she said that every time when you married me, you promised to teach me to read. She spoke better English than he, and she did not know how to read. And she said, every time you promise me you're going to teach me how to read, you get me pregnant again. No more babies until you keep your promise. She wrote me back a year later and said that she had given birth to a child. She had learned how to read, and she had actually written the letter she had sent to me. And I remember the humanity of that meeting showed me how Africans behaved among Africans before Europeans came. And this is what we have lost. How dear did we behave among each other before this interference, and we began to imitate other people's manners, other people's clothes, other people's food, and sometimes, tragically, other people's women. At what point did we become dissatisfied with the people at home? Because in that second incubator, you lost the original values of the first incubator. I wondered a lot about this change. And one day in Ghana, I was visiting the superintendent of prisons in Kumasi, the capital, the cultural capital of Ghana. And I heard of what I would consider a minor crime barely worth a long conversation. Three men were working on a job. One man faked an illness, and the other man finished his work and gave him his share of the money. On the way home, they saw him in a bar drinking it up with the ladies. That was not only a violation of law, it was a violation of something in Africa that is stronger than law, custom. You want to know how then did we control each other before the Europeans came, before the Arabs came, before those other Middle Eastern thieves came to take over our country? We controlled each other through custom that was larger